Broadcasting Company presents Paul Whiteman's Forever Tops. Paul Whiteman, his orchestra and chorus, our singing star Eugenie Baird, and our guest for tonight, Johnny Thompson, bring you the songs that never die. The songs from other years that live on for our lasting enjoyment. Forever Tops. And here is our Dean of Modern American Music himself, the Director of Music for the American Broadcasting Company, Master of Ceremonies for the Hall of Fame program, and Forever Tops himself, Paul Whiteman.
Top of the evening to you all, and welcome to Forever Tops. It's time again to build a fire under our memories and brew up some of the old songs that have tickled our fancies in years gone by. But before we trot out the music, we're trotting out something that would even tickle the fancy of a cigar store Indian. And here she is, Eugenie Baird.
But the prospect of necking with a wooden Indian doesn't excite me a bit.
Why not?
With all those splinters?
Oh, let's leave the slivery subject and get down to your weekly chore. I want a year for that Forever Tops tune.
All right, Pop. I'll nominate 1921.
Oh, good. I remember it well. We were getting calls every day for songs like 3 o'clock in the morning, April showers, Say It With Music, and Wabash Blues. So mull over a few of those 1921 tunes while our distinguished group of musicians whip out a little marching music from the steppes of Russia. It's the Red Cavalry March. All right, you horsemen, charge it. But don't you dare charge it to me.
Thank you.
few years ago, I left the door ajar, and a young singer and tunesmith walked in. His name was Johnny Mercer, now an alumnus of ours and one that we're mighty proud to claim. Johnny has walked right to the top of Songwriter's Hill. His own songs and the ones he has added lyrics to are helping to swell the ranks of Forever Tops tunes for the years to come. His last successful venture has been in the theater, where he was called to supply lyrics for the new musical, St. Louis Woman. So we doff our hats to a great songwriter as the orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, and our guest for tonight, Johnny Thompson, all come in on a medley of top tunes from the pen of Johnny Mercer.
Thank you. complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine.
that was swell. Kid Jeannie, do you know Johnny Thompson?
Well, sure, Pops. I was just singing with him.
And say, Jeannie, a nice job of singing you did, too.
Ah, 'twarn't nothing, Johnny. But honestly, I did like the way you did Black Magic.
What is this, mutual back patters department?
We're just building our own morale, Pops.
Well, in these days, you can't build anything without priorities, so you kids will have to put your morale on ice until after reconversion.
Oh, that's all right, Pops. I got one line to read, and that's all I needed.
Well, Johnny, we're very glad you could join us tonight. So thanks for a fine performance. We hope to see you here again, Johnny Thompson. Stop there, you lads and ladies. Stop right there. You've made your announcement, and I herewith acknowledge your nudge to do something about it. The time has arrived when we must stir around in that year 1921 and come out with the song that, above all others, has lived on through the years as the top favorite. Jeannie, give me a light review of some of those 1921 tunes, will you, honey? Just like you always do.
Well, could it be April Showers?
April Showers, one of the sweetest songs ever. But it's not our top tune, so come again, honey.
Well, then how about 3 o'clock in the morning?
3 o'clock in the morning. It was one of the really great tunes of 1921. What memories it brings up for me. But Forever Tops? Nope, again.
Well, then it must be My Man.
My Man. Another good try, but the song didn't quite make it. The one we're looking for was written by a composer who comes up again and again on our Forever Tops list, Irving Berlin. It was part of a show called The Music Box Review, which opened in New York City in 1921 and was, in fact, the first show to be presented in the Music Box Theater. A smooth, easy-to-remember melody and a typical Berlin lyrics. Did you remember, Jeannie?
Say it with music.
Yes, sir. Say it with music. And Irving Berlin said it in his most eloquent way as he put together a tune we have never stopped playing. From all we can tell, it will still be one of our best-loved songs when Eugenie Baird is a great-grandmother. So the song is hereby elected to our list of Forever Top's favorite. So go ahead, chillins, and just say it with music. Say it.
Say it with me.
Played with music of 1921, another song to remembered as Forever Tops. And with that, friends, we draw the curtain. But hope you'll be around for another spot of listening next Monday night. We'll be up with more songs to be remembered and a particular song from a particular year that will be Forever Tops.
Whiteman, with his orchestra, his chorus, and his singing star, Eugenie Baird, will bring you another Forever Tops next Monday night over most of these same ABC stations. Be with us then, and listen each Sunday to that other swell ABC show, the Radio Hall of Fame, with Paul Whiteman as Master of Ceremonies.
Next Sunday, our Hall of Fame guest will be Ethel Merman, and a candidate for the Stairway to the Stars. Now for Eugenie Baird, the chorus and orchestra. This is yours, Forever Pops Whiteman, saying good night.
Tops is written by Don Witte and Vince Dempsey and is produced by Oliver Daniel. Bob Waldrop speaking. This program came to you from New York. Next Monday, in many communities throughout the nation, daylight saving time will be in effect. If your community goes on daylight saving time, you will hear this program at exactly the same time you heard it tonight. However, if your community remains on standard time, then you will have to tune in 1 hour earlier. So remember, in daylight saving time zones, Forever Tops will be heard at the same time in standard time zones 1 hour earlier. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.